I got this water bottle when I was on tour opening for Mraz. Nice. There was this guy who just like came and gave me a bunch of merch for like a brand that he called Go Bananas.
Love it.
And he gave me like a shirt and a sweater and all these different things, or maybe it was called Banana Stand.
There's always money in the Banana Stand.
Yeah. And so I still have this, and I don't know whatever happened to that brand or anything. But
have you gone bananas?
Have I gone bananas? You know what? I just realized we only have 4 songs on our list left, but that's perfect.
That's perfect. Yeah. That's perfect. Yeah.
Have I gone bananas? What is that? What does going bananas mean to you?
Going
ham?
I was thinking, yeah, going ape shit, going bananas, going ham. I'm
trying to think what really makes me like super excited these days.
Are adults allowed to get excited?
Like really excited?
I don't know if I felt pure joy in a while.
Just another goddamn day.
Yeah. Just another way to feel disappointed by the end of the day.
It's that 9 to 5, barely working, trying to just stay alive. Trying to feel the hip and the groove and jive. But nowadays I'm working that 9 to 5. Limit.
I used to be inspired by staring at a candle fire. But now I feel nothing inside. Every day I wanna run and hide.
When I see fireworks, I'm just like, damn. That's a disappointment to me, my man. Yeah, a bunch of loud and pops. Yeah, I wish that it would just stop. No sense of wonder, no sense of pride. Nothing but dead behind the eyes. Yeah, I'm trying to find a way to be inspired. And suddenly I come across a brand new vibe. It's Saturday, and I'm feeling fine. Oh, it's Saturday, suddenly I feel alive. Woo, it's Saturday. And I'm feeling fine.
I'm feeling fine.
I'm alright, I'm alright, I'm alright, I'm alright, I'm alright. Then it's Monday again. I get my work back in the pen. Scribble a little, doing the shittle. Make you feel like you're just a little piece of dribble.
Yeah, I haven't felt okay since I turned 30. I haven't felt okay. Since I turned 30. Yo, all I can think about is being cleanly. What happened to my sense of whimsy? I don't.
All I think about is being clean. Every morning wake up, first thought, damn, I gotta get clean. Cause if I'm not clean, what does it even mean? They turn me into an autonomous machine.
Being adult is not about the joy, it's about the patience that you employ.
Being adult is not about the joy, it's about the patience that you employ. Whether you are a little girl or a boy, eventually they come and straight up try to take your soul. And straight up try to take your toys. Little wooden blocks for girls and boys.
Yeah. Don't grow up, y'all.
Don't grow up. Aw. Yeah.
Don't grow
up. We have been dealing with that recently, just that feeling.
Yeah, man.
That mid-30s feeling.
It's a tough feeling, you know, because it's like I don't want to be a baby about it. People have been this age for hundreds and thousands of years, so it's not that big of a deal. But for me, it is, from my perspective.
Yeah, it's brand new.
I used to feel like a fun guy.
Yeah.
Like fun to be around and like, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Like not even cool, like I'm the coolest, like the Fonz guy, but just like, oh, I deserve to have like a life.
Yeah.
And then I've been feeling like, what do you exist for?
Oh my God.
You don't matter.
Oh my God.
You are now creeping into irrelevance and you cannot stand up to even your peers. So you should just opt out.
Oh my God. Jack hitting us with the suicidal flow.
I mean, I think it's life. But I think I like to tell myself that those things are normal. I try not to give those things power.
Yeah.
Even though I do feel them.
Yeah.
I think it's just a tough feeling. Especially doing like comedy. I've been, you know, this is my 10th official year in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's my 12th.
And it's a weird feeling to be like, now look at all these young people.
Right, you're not the youngest anymore.
Not the youngest. Feels weird. And it feels like an enthusiasm has gone down about my existence. I used to feel like, wow, people would meet me or like see me do something, and I'd just be like, it's exciting. I think it's just like, here's this young guy doing something I haven't seen before, or I haven't seen this guy do it before.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. And then now it's like, well, yeah, I don't know if it's just like, I expect this guy to go to do well, or I expected more from him, or I'm just not excited about this guy anymore.
Yeah. I mean, you can't be new forever. And that's like, I mean, that's like Hollywood. Living in Hollywood, that's like the classic thing. It's like you're not really supposed to age or change or, you know, you know, whoever's younger. You know, it's like a constant battle about who's the youngest.
Yeah,
you know?
Who's the youngest.
Yeah, like...
Are there any babies in this house?
Are there any babies in this room?
I'm looking for children.
Yeah, talent scouts out here in any amount, looking for the next big Hollywood star from 5 to 12, wherever they are.
Yeah, I'm looking for the youngest face, the chubby cheeks all over the place. I need you to sell some soap for money. Come on, everybody, I'ma give you honey.
Are you 33? Get the fuck out the room. Are you 33? You are done. You are soon to be dead, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, didn't you heard?
I just turned 35. Got casting directors asking me why I'm still alive. They want me to exit, cause they don't expect shit.
28, too old for Leo to cap. Yeah, he's never gonna want me in this cap. Yeah, I don't look young, I'm trying to be a boy. Trying to Peter Pan it, but everyone is annoyed.
Forbes said if you're under 30, then you're worth it. And I'm 35.
Yeah, what's the point of even
being alive?
Forbes under 30. Forbes under 30. Didn't make it? You aren't worth shit, Shirley.
And that's why Forbes straight hurt me. They say you're not worth anything if you're over 30.
30.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
I'm getting old. I'm up there with like William Shatner.
Yeah, totally. I'm so, I'm so damn old. Yeah, if you're 60, we're basically the same.
Yeah.
Why don't I join you for a game of Mahjong? I know that's our game.
Yeah. You know what it's about. I'm up in Denny's getting my early bird discount.
Yeah.
You know me.
You see, over at the AARP. Mind meld, brother. Yeah. Can't be stopped. All of our mothers getting so old, getting so cold. Their fingers are literally cold when I hold them.
She got cold fingers, but hot flashes. Man, life full of dashes.
Yeah.
Dash to here and dash to there until you're too old to dash and they don't care.
Yeah. 1993 used to be a young age for me to be born, you see.
Yeah.
Now I'm a 90s kid, which makes you old. Used to be a 90s kid, would make you bold.
Yeah. I shave my facial hair so you can see the grays. And I'm so close to the grave. Yeah.
I'm so close to the fucking grave.
Yeah.
Shout out to me dying.
1989 sounds like it was 50 years ago. It is weird to say I was born in the 80s.
Yeah, that's
young people are like, what the?
It's like, I was born in 2003.
Yeah, dude.
And I'm an adult.
It is outrageous. Yeah.
Is this going to be the old grump podcast?
I know, no, I don't want it to be. But I started teaching 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And now those
You were like a kid that was teaching kids.
I was a baby teaching babies.
Yeah.
And now those kids are graduated from college.
Wow.
Like my first crop of like fourth and fifth graders.
Wow.
Are graduated from college.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's a weird feeling.
I used to be a camp counselor and I ran into a girl that I camp counseled and she's like fully like an adult.
That is
outrageous.
It's
so weird. She's like my peer.
Yeah.
It's like, I was your camp counselor. You're not ever supposed to be an adult.
It is weird. And it's weird seeing celebrities age. I know that's a weird thing. It's like, who cares? And it's true, who cares? But it's weird seeing people. Like, first one popped in my head was Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Because remember, he was so hot when we were younger.
Yeah,
he was
like
one of the hottest celebrities, sexiest man alive, all that stuff. And I think he's still a very sexy guy. But it's interesting seeing like, wow, yeah, he's aging. And it's what happens.
Of course
you do. But that's right. If I was 15 looking at you and you were 35.
Yeah. Now that I'm 35, you're 60 or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It's a trip.
Or 50. It's funny, yeah, like my mom will like watch, like see her people she idolized, and they're like 80, 90, and she's like, what the, or they'll die. And she'll be like, what? That was like, he was like the young hot thing when I was a teenager.
Yeah. You can't be the young hot thing forever, I guess.
No. You can try, but
and some people do.
And you'll have to put a lot of plastic in your face. Would you ever do that?
That's what I was going to ask you. I don't think I would touch my face.
Yeah, but you might get like a tummy tuck.
I think I would do stuff to my body.
Yeah.
I've never liked my pec situation, even when I'm like very thin. Yeah. I've got like just too much stuff going on up here.
Heard.
And I would just like suck and tuck. Not to share his business out here, but I heard the rumor is The Rock had something done like that too.
Dude, you would share your close personal friend The Rock, you would share his business?
DJ, buddy, I'm sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
I will still hang with you if you're willing to hang with me.
But the pod comes first.
Yeah, you know, the pod does come first, man. Wait, you could be here, but don't you sing.
Don't you fucking sing.
I swear to God. You're welcome. No.
No. Christ, gosh, the man can't sing.
That's not the worst crime in the world, though.
Getting a little tuck.
Yeah, what would you get?
You know, I wouldn't do it, but I understand people who get their limbs lengthened to be taller.
Oh my gosh, yes, I've thought about that.
I'm a short guy, and
I'm barely taller than you.
Barely.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot of cultural messaging saying be taller, be taller, be taller. So, you know, that would probably be the first one that comes to mind, but it's horrific. They they break your legs and they put steel rods in them. It's like something out of Gattaca.
Yes, it does. It feels like a dystopian kind of
yeah, it's very strange procedure. But people do it, and you know, they get like 2 or 3 inches taller,
and it's becoming very popular. I'm seeing more and more videos on social media of
really
like before and afters.
Ooh,
and it is the people seem so happy about it, and I thought about that one too, but it's like the recovery, you have to like learn to walk again, and there's so many things that go into it.
And yeah,
you
for
have to
me
be
right now,
monitored too.
Not worth it.
You know,
if I get a little sadder, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, yeah, I've definitely thought. I mean, it's very expensive too.
Oh, is it?
It's very expensive. I've like thought about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Very expensive, and the full procedure you need over like 2 years to like.
Oh my god.
To heal properly, because it.
Right, because you're like rebuilding your legs.
You have to do it multiple times to get a certain height for it to be like worth it.
Oh.
So they have to go in, it heals. Okay, they got to break it again. It's outrageous. And then
all that, you just have like longer legs.
Yeah.
You're not like equidistant tall.
And you,
you're not like proportionally tall.
I hear you have to be careful too, because those legs could be weaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And, you know, I have friends who are really tall who feel self-conscious about being too tall.
Yeah, they're dumb.
being dumb.
Being tall is where it's at.
Yeah.
I mean...
To a limit.
There's, I mean, also true. Like, Shaq is pushing it. Good thing he's, like, a basketball star. Cause,
right.
But, like...
Shaq was just out in the world.
There's something about a tall guy, though, right? Everybody knows, specifically with white guys, I don't know if it's just my experience.
Yeah.
Everybody knows a tall, jovial white guy that just earns everybody's respect just by being present. Like, what's that guy's name? Oh, that's Steve. Like, oh, Steve fucking rocks. He's a solid guy.
Yeah.
It's like Steve has said two words to you.
Right. You're saying that he just, like, you're saying a tall, handsome white dude, like, has to do very little to...
And I'll say even the handsome doesn't even have to be, like, because the height ratio, the height to handsome, you don't even have to be that handsome. You're just tall. And you can see girls light up, like, oh my gosh, yeah, Steve is so funny.
Yeah,
like,
but,
Steve
like,
is
you know...
Okay.
By the same turn, I mean, like, a, you know, thin, big-breasted woman can walk into the room and say nothing and...
How big is her brain, though?
Right, the thing you're always asking, the thing you're constantly asking.
The physical size of your brain.
Yeah, you're into it in a weird, like, like the weird way where they measured skulls in the
1840s. How many wrinkles does her brain have?
Yeah, that's your favorite thing. You love a wrinkled. No, but you see what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, I do know what you mean.
It's I'm not saying either one is good. I'm just saying it cuts both ways.
They can't help it. You know what I'm saying? It's not their fault. You can't help what you look like.
You can't help what you look like, and some people say you can't help what you're attracted to.
Hot take, I think you can.
Mm,
I think you
say
can
more.
You can try to program yourself.
Yeah, right? I think so. I think also getting older is like making space for
the realities of life.
Yeah, and like the reality of a person being like a full person, not just like a projection of a cultural messaging and pornography,
mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
just being like, oh, this is like a full person in their full body, you know?
Right,
and
right.
It's like, and I'm a full person in my full body. I always leave space for my full personhood in my body, or I try to.
Yeah.
So it's like, I have to extend the same, you know,
yeah,
grace to this other person.
I think getting older is definitely part of it. And it's weird too, to like, I think about past people that I've like been with, even if it's not like a sexual, like, you know, you have like, I had many different girlfriends and stuff in like middle school.
Sure. Yeah.
And then I think about like, I wanted to like kiss this. I was also 12, but I really wanted to kiss this 12-year-old so bad. Okay. And that's like a weird thought.
That's going to be cut down. That's going to be cut down to a single line. I really wanted to, I'm not even going to say it.
No, don't say it.
Someone's going to cut it down for me.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take the L. I'll take the L. But it is weird to think that like, oh, okay. That person, and then like now that, because there's a girl that I follow on social media that I had a crush on in like elementary school.
Yeah.
And we just followed each other because like, you know, at the time when Instagram would happen, Instagram and Facebook, like pretty much everybody who you follow on Facebook, you started just following on Instagram.
Yeah.
So like we still follow each other. And every now and then we give like heart to this or whatever, you know, like random stuff. And like she has a kid and all this stuff. And it's weird thinking that like, oh yeah, she's like such a like a pretty woman. And it's just weird thinking of like, oh yeah, I had a crush on her when she was 8. But I was also 8.
Yeah.
But that's just weird to me. And
what's weird about it? It was developmentally normal.
I don't know.
Are you saying you had the chance to get in there before anyone else?
No, oh, that's so funny.
You had a chance to sort of stake your claim early.
No way.
You know, with a really attractive person, sometimes you got to really make moves early.
You got to get in there early because the possibilities just start growing. No, but it's just, even though I think she's attractive now, I would not be like, so.
She's not your type now.
As an old person, I would not be into her now. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
your
it's just interesting
change.
How
oh,
your
yeah.
tastes do change
oh, yeah.
over time. And I think some of that is like, who do you surround yourself with? Because I'll say like, once I started being around a lot of funny women, it's like, oh, I can't go back.
Yeah.
I can't date somebody who's like, doesn't have a great sense of humor now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like, I feel like just my proximity to a lot of funny women made me like want that.
Funny women. Funny women. We both love funny women. Get me a woman who can do a second beat. Bits on bits. So many skits.
We could complete the third beat in the sheets. Yeah, I had to. Had to do that. But yeah, I don't know. I think that's interesting. Because like people say, yeah, you can't help who you're attracted to, but I think you can.
Mm.
I mean, there's some things you can't help. Like, yo, a beautiful woman walks across the street in like a nice dress and she looks great. Something inside me is just gonna be like, yep, that's an attractive woman.
Sure.
You can't quite help that. I don't have to say that out loud. My brain is definitely thinking that.
Yeah.
So what I have to do, what a lot of people have to do, is be like, yes, attractive woman, not a big deal. Next thing.
Right.
Yeah,
it's like
mean?
That constant balance between like the animal brain and the societal brain. Like on one hand, you are like you're a member of society, you're cultural, you're sophisticated. On the other hand, you're like a fucking animal.
Yeah. I'm an animal.
No, I'm a man.
Yeah, but I'm an animal.
Yes, and I'm a man.
Yo. When I see a steak, I want to tear that steak up straight to the dome and I don't give a fuck.
No, I'll take a bite, then another little bite. Chew 100 single times.
I'd rather eat it with my hands. Put it up till my lips chow down, man.
No, gotta savor every taste. This costs $45 at this place.
Yo, but I'm an animal.
And a man.
Animal.
And a man.
And an animal.
And a man. When you're talking to a lady, you gotta be nice. Invite her over, make her up some chicken and rice. Yeah, cook her a really fine meal. That's the way that you're going to seal the deal.
When I see your lady, all I do is sniff. I hit her over the head and drag her back to this.
No!
Cause I'm an animal.
No, yeah. No, not an animal. We get to know somebody, ask their interests. Yeah, then we know what is the best way to approach. Show her that we care. Show her that of her personality, we're not scared.
Yo, I see your lady. I start shaking. I say, ooh, how does she look naked? Yeah, I want to see those curves. I don't use my words and I don't learn.
No, you're not an animal. You're a man. You're a man.
You're saying,
I'm not an animal. You're a man. You're a man. Yeah. In the bedroom, lay down the flowers. Make the love making last for hours.
In the bedroom, I get raw. I don't consider nothing. I'm a dog.
Doggy style is just fine, but make sure that's something that she wants in her own time.
She an animal too, she ain't scared. She opened up her legs cause this girl is prepared.
Now, let's be nice. Make sure you put more chicken and rice on the bed. Show her you care. Show her.
I put the chicken and the rice on the bed. She takes it up and smears it all over my head. She says, ooh, right there, please. She likes that place that I rub in between both her knees.
You're not an animal, you're a man, you're a man.
Yeah.
Maybe you're both an animal
and a man.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Yeah, chicken and rice.
Chicken and rice!
All over the bed.